USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The race is on as the Small Business Administration is taking applications for the second round of the highly popular Paycheck Protection Program as of 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time today. $310 billion in new money is set to be loaned to small businesses, and according to White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, that's exactly who's receiving the loans.
0.3% of loans that have gone out, 0.3% have been to the order of $5 million or more, meaning bigger companies. The vast majority, as I noted, 1 million of the 1.6 million loans that went out were companies with 10 or fewer employees. That is what this program is designed to do. That is who it is helping.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are now more than 3 million cases of coronavirus worldwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With the ink barely dry on a $500 billion stimulus package due to the coronavirus pandemic, Democrats are already pushing for a phase four, which would deal with bailing out states due to the coronavirus, to which Republican Congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox Business.
We've just passed four bills, more than $2.7 trillion, and you combine this with what the Fed is doing, that's $7 trillion into the economy. Let's first look at the results before we want to go back and try to rework another bill.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says any new legislation does have to be bipartisan.
This will be something that both the Senate and the House debate. It'll be something that we discuss on a bipartisan basis. The president has heard from governors. He wants to speak to governors. This is something we'll consider.
President Trump will brief the nation during a news conference at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Senate Minority Leader is issuing a word of caution for folks buying coronavirus test kits online. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says some people and organizations are buying coronavirus test kits online, and that's really taking a gamble because some of the tests don't work.
Too many of the testing kits that are sold online are unproven, untested, unregulated. That has to change.
Public health experts say accurate tests are essential to track the pandemic. And that's key to reopening the economy.
The NFL draft pulled in record numbers with 15.6 million viewers watching on Thursday and 8.2 million viewers watching on Friday, the second round of the draft. Now, that was across ABC, ESPN, NFL Network, and the ESPN digital platforms as well. The draft, according to Fox Sports' Joel Klatt, is a time when fans can have hope and optimism.
In its essence, the draft is really about hope, you know, and building towards the future. So what better event to have than right now? And again, sports is something that can not only take your mind away from the realities of what is going on, but can, act as that building block moving forward for our country. Maybe not as poignant as Game 3 of the World Series in 2001 with President Bush on top of the mound in the Yankees versus Diamondback series.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.